Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the long-lasting power you need with Energizer. Menards has the largest in-stock selection of Energizer batteries. They provide solid power for flashlights, remotes, and so much more. Right now, save big on Energizer batteries. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I'm Renzi. Level 2. Let's do this thing. All right. So I talked about the Colts and Bears, and I wanted to get to the NBA jerseys. The NBA season's creeping up on us because the NHL season is starting in less than 2 weeks' time, or in about 2 weeks' time. Now, two Fridays from now, the NHL season starts, but the NBA season around the corner. But so the Chicago Bears, Paul, played Sunday Night Football. They were pretty competitive, actually. Their defense really gave Houston a lot of problems. Let's just call it off what it is. Houston made plays, but there were a lot of third down conversions. It wasn't easy for them. Chicago had the ball late in the football game. So now Chicago go into Indianapolis coming off that loss at Green Bay. And you're looking at DeAndre Swift to have a big day here, Paul, as I see you pull the trigger a couple of times. DeAndre Swift over 52.5 rushing yards.
So this is a 1,000-yard rusher. And right now, whatever Chicago has gotten accomplished offensively has been without a running game because Swift has amassed all of 48 yards on 24 carries. But this is a great spot to get off against an Indy defense, which could do nothing against Green Bay and Josh Jacobs, who just sliced and diced them. And eventually they clamped down on the run in the second half, and they were just selling out. Malik Willis went 11 of 13, I believe, for 122 yards. The guy coming into the game was 35 of 66, no touchdowns and three picks. So he had a completely breakout career game against this team. And then they lose to DeForest Buckner with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, and they could ill afford to lose him with a run defense that couldn't stop Joe Mixon to the tune of 30 carries for 159 yards, couldn't stop Josh Jacobs. And I just think that they're going to try to get Swift off right here, and they should. And so the Bears should be a lot better offensively, because when you're working without a running game whatsoever, it certainly is going to hinder the passing game. So I'm looking for the Bears to win this game against an Indy team which has issues. And Anthony Richardson has been far from accurate, and I think the defense is going to struggle.
You know what? DeForest Buckner, he's one of the more underrated players in the NFL, Paul. Like when he's like their TJ Watt, like when he's not there, they don't win. They can, like you said, good eye by you picking and isolating them because they won't be able to stop the run. And we saw that. We just saw that against the Green Bay Packers this past week. And as far as Willis, what a difference Matt LaFleur makes, right? Understands, all right, this is what he can do. This is what he can't do. I like Vrabel, but it's not like Mike Vrabel is going to help you if you're a quarterback, right? The guy's an offensive guy. He's a hard ass. He's not, oh, I'm going to make you a better quarterback, son. Matt LaFleur is going to be like, I'm going to make you a better quarterback. All right? Just listen to me and do what I tell you to do.
I'm not salivating just yet because most of those throws were dump-offs.
And when
he
did
throw the – well, he threw one to the sideline that ended up being a touchdown. And I'm telling you, Kenny Moore, was this much away from a pick six. So he really
But I'm hyping up. I'm hyping up LaFleur more so than Willis. Good coaches understand the limitations of the players that they have. Right? Some coaches will throw their player out there knowing he can't do it to watch him not do it. Mm-hmm. And then say after, well, he's got to execute the playbook. It's like, well, maybe you got to adjust the effing playbook to him. Your Giants are the kingpins of that. Shermer was the kingpin of that. Right?
Right.
Let's like, you know, try to force this, you know, square into the round hole type of deal here and blame the player for it after. Good luck. Look at Baker Mayfield. Went to the Rams, won a game on 2 days' notice with McVay. You can give Stefanski 2 years with him, he couldn't win. Right? Good you know what I mean? It's just, you know.
Bryce Young in Carolina. They're ruined.
Oh, he's another one. He didn't get a fair shot here. Like, he's not. Like, that wasn't fair to him.
I know he's got a lot of issues, but they hung him up to dry. He was set up to fail. He was set up to fail.
But
bottom line.
You know, like, look at, like, Sam Darnold's another example. Sam Darnold was on the Jets and on the Panthers. And he said, I learned more about quarterback play being on the Niners last year, being around Brock Purdy and Shanahan in these meetings than I did in my entire career in the NFL. Like, just, you know, soaking this stuff up, being around the other clowns that he was around before, right? There's such a big difference. All right, Paul, so before we get you out of here, speaking of New York, what about the Jets and Patriots on Thursday night football? This is a very tricky game. You know, logic says, hey, you know, the underdog is interesting here, but my sort of gut feel is that the Jets are going to cover the spread. New England have played spirited football to start the season, but speaking of defensive injuries, Jawan Bentley out, Paul. We saw the difference when he left the game last week in the interior for the Seattle Seahawks, had a lot more success suddenly. Dude, the guy had 114 tackles last year. Like, he's their best defensive player. And, you know, they traded away Judon. So now losing Bentley's big here. I am leaning with the Jets, but I don't love laying six, Paul. But I think the Jets win the game. What's your take?
Yeah, I don't see New England upsetting the Jets. And, you know, they'll have a nice fan base and they'll have a home field advantage. A lot of Long Island lunatics going to the game, getting home at 3 o'clock
that's what
in the morning.
It's a feel-good moment for them, right, Paul? Like, you know what, we don't suck. It's Aaron Rodgers' first home game again. He got hurt last time. I said it earlier. It almost feels like the Jet fans have a good night. They drink. They beat the sports book. They go back to FanDuel in the parking lot and get their money after the game.
Yeah, and then fall asleep in the parking lot because let me tell you, you have to drive home, man.
Well,
but anyway, I should win
there every week, so I knew security. I asked them. I said, what do you do? What do you prefer doing, the Jets or the Giant games? And they said, oh, the Jet games are much funner. They said it's much hotter girls at the Jet games. So Jet fans are a lot funner. He said, Giant fans are just so negative and smash bottles in the parking lot after the game.
No. Giant, listen, I've been going to Giant games for a long time. Giant fans are older and they have class. Jet fans have no class. I'm telling you.
Paul, let me tell you something about it. Because we're just harassing Daniel Jones in the parking lot, Cam. I didn't think it was excessive, but let's not get carried. You're telling me they Giants defense have class.
Listen, they would have dragged Mark Sanchez behind a car and beat the hell out of him, okay? So there's a big difference. A couple catcalls.
Look at this on the way out. NBA's coming up, and I don't know what the hell is wrong with these people, but roll this. This is the best of X here. So these are the NBA's new jerseys.
Oh, my God. They're horrible.
Paul, look at this.
What the hell is going on? I can't even, like, that's not even real. Is this a joke?
No, we thought baseball had jersey problems. I don't know what the hell Nike's doing.
I got to be honest with you.
We have a few isolated ones. Like, get up the Laker one here, guys. Look at this.
Brutal.
What the hell is this? It looks like a warm-up jersey, Paul.
Lakers?
They're going to wear this in a game.
Some kind of strip club signature.
Look at this Memphis thing.
What is this? What the hell is the Fonz doing with the Fonz?
That's
there?
The best thing you could come up with. Hey, Raptors are the only good one. Yeah. Raptors one is cool, I say. See? Look at that.
I agree. I'm with you, Morenci. That is what district was it? Some gang Fonz.
I like this one, too. Yeah, I like this one. The district.
Yeah, it looks tough.
That's that the District of like, Columbia. That's a Washington Wizard jersey.
You know what? Right. Exactly. Yeah. That fits Washington perfectly. Very violent font.
New jerseys in the NBA. It's like, man, he's terrible stuff.
Yeah. Well,
Nike stock you know going down.
They always have to tinker with something. You can never leave well enough alone.
Those jerseys are horrible, man. See that lake show? It looks like some kind of bad strip club or something. It's awful.
The whole idea of a City Connect jersey is to make money that people want to buy them. Nobody wants to buy these. Like, so what's the point at some point? Make a good one.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Bugs crashing your PAX party? Whether they've got paws or sneakers, your PAX deserves a home that's protected from pests. That's where Wonderside comes in. Plant-powered protection made with steam-distilled natural essential oils that actually work. It kills and repels fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and ants without questionable ingredients or overpowering smells. Safe to use around kids and pets when used as directed, lab-proven to work fast, and proudly made in the USA. We offer sprays for pets, people, homes, and yards. Plus, spot-on treatments, collars, and even shampoos. Whatever your pack needs, we've got it covered. Founded by a pet parent looking for a better way to protect her dog, Luna, Wonderside's now protected over 21 million lives and counting. You might have even seen us on Shark Tank. Go to Wonderside.com and use code WONDER20 for 20% off your first order. That's WONDER20 at Wonderside.com. Wonderside, protect your pack with plant-powered Wonderside today.
This is Sports Rage. I'm Morenci. Ian Cameron will join us in a couple minutes. We'll get to some college football. I see Fox has a really big game at noon this week. Ohio State, big non-conference matchup for the Buckeyes against Marshall. Good job.
There's
such a clown show. Like, that's why I get mad. Like, it's like, yeah, you know, Michigan this. Yeah, whatever, dude. We played Texas. You guys played Akron. Right, we're playing USC tomorrow. You guys are playing Marshall again. Like, at what point do you play real games, Ohio? Like, seriously. Like, hey, seriously, Cam, at what point do you guys start to play real games? Like, you look at their schedule, too. It's just like cream puff, cupcake. They do go to Eugene in a couple of weeks. They go to Oregon, and they do go to Penn State. Those are their two, and they host Michigan and the season. And who knows what Michigan will be like by the end of the season. We're going to learn a lot about Michigan on Saturday when they host the USC Trojans. It's scoreless still, LAFC and Austin FC right now.
Good baseball game.
Come on,
too,
LA.
Gabe, with the Mariners and Yankees, I hope you got the under. 1-0 right now in the 6th. Great pitching duel.
No, of course. Well, last night I took the Mariners and I lost, so I was a little shell shocked today, Kevin. Well, I stayed awake today from this game
tonight. No, I don't blame you. It's They had a big over last night.
The Mariners are all but done. With that loss last night, they fell a 4.5 back. It was a bad night for them. So I was like, I figured the Yankees in the play, but I just sort of stayed away.
Detroit did it again, Gabe. Like Scooble against the Royals. Like, what is going on with the Tigers, man? These guys are the real deal. They're coming through hard right now.
Let's check the updated wild card standings. The Detroit Tigers, Cam, are now a half game back of a playoff spot only.
And the Orioles are fading hard. Like, what is happening here? They lost again tonight to the Giants. They had like bases loaded every inning, man. This team's
they're
dying,
lucky. But the Orioles, this is why you got to win early. They won so many games early, they got this cushion. They have a 4-game lead in the wild card, so they're going to get into the wild card. Kansas City's got a 1.5 game lead. You know what's crazy, guys? The division that we all say that sucks so much all the time.
Amazing.
Is going to be in all playoffs. Like, you got Cleveland, Kansas City, Minnesota, and Detroit. Like, Kansas City are most likely getting in, and Minnesota is trying to battle with – Minnesota's battling with Detroit. It's like the American League Central are all battling. And I got to tell you, too, you know the Yankees are secretly loving this and laughing and thinking, oh, we're going to beat these teams. But is this year different? We'll bring Babano in. Let me just get this quickly here. This is what it was today, guys. The playoff picture, Arizona versus Milwaukee, the Mets versus San Diego, which would be sick.
That'd be
a cool series. The winner of Arizona and Milwaukee would play the Dodgers. The winner of the Mets and San Diego would play the Phillies. In the American League, the Yankees would play the winner of the Royals and the Orioles. And the Twins would play the Astros with the Guardians awaiting. That's the playoff bracket as of right now, as of tonight, coming into tonight.
And I know a lot of people, like, and me included, like, you know, we look at Milwaukee, but Arizona's fading pretty hard right now. I think Milwaukee, like, they could beat Arizona. They actually might be good for a series win. That's what I'm thinking.
I like to see it. I don't know if I like to see it because it'd be stressful, but a Mets-Dodgers playoff series would just be, like, next level. And the theme of the first Bad Lieutenant movie, one of this darkest degenerate gambling movies ever. Let's bring in Ian Cameron right now, a.k.a. Babano in the house. What's going on, Babano? How you doing?
Yeah, good to be with you guys. Ready for another weekend of football, CFL, NFL, and college.
Yeah, let's rock. So what do you think of the Thursday night NFL game with the Patriots and the Jets? Tricky game.
Tricky game, but there are a lot of injuries for the Jets. You know, Jermaine Johnson on that defense. There's a couple on that side of the football. You know, let's see if Reed plays this week for the Jets. And that's
Mosley,
a lot of artillery.
I think Mosley is out.
Yeah. Mosley as well for the Jets. So there's some major injuries, significant pieces on that side of the football that are not going to play in this game. And then you flip it around in New England and you see where this point spread's been all week, 6.5. Well, all underdogs that have been 6 or 6.5, 6 points or more underdogs, all they've been doing this season is covering, you know, in the National Football League. So I think New England actually makes this a competitive game. I think their defense can do enough to keep this close. The Jets have to show that ability to separate. Now, granted, they did beat Tennessee last Sunday, but I thought it was not a crisp performance. They still took a lot of penalties. I think this is a competitive game, and I'll be honest, I've been impressed with Gerard Mayo's team in the first 2 weeks. They beat Cincy. The loss to Seattle in overtime was competitive. I think we got a close AFC East matchup Thursday night, so I'll grab the points with the Patriots here.
I hate this game.
So do I.
I'm just going to be real. Like, coming in, I know it's one of these. I'm not a fan of either team. The point spread is so bang on. I agree. Listen, I've been on the Patriots. I was on the Patriots bandwagon last week. I ended up getting the push, but they have injuries too. Bentley's out on the defensive side of the football. He's their leading tackler last year. That's going to be a big loss, and their offense is a little challenged. I can see Breece Hall getting it going a bit, and Aaron Rodgers started to get more comfortable last week against Tennessee. I just don't trust Nate Hackett. So I'll be a full disclosure. I'm going to tease this game. I'm not going to go crazy from a unit perspective. I think we can get to the over here. It's just because the total is so light. Mm-hmm. Right? So, you know, the Patriots are only giving up 17 points a game. don't know. I'm kind of thinking like 24-13. Personally, I'm thinking like 24-13 Jets or something, but it's not a contest pick for me. Put it this way, guys. I was sort of trying to talk myself into, you know what? Like you just said, Babano, all these freaking 6.5-point underdogs are covering and winning the game outright for the most part, even. So I was like, you know, with the points that they're getting, the defense that they play, you know, run the ball with Stevenson, you can sort of hang around. But my gut, it's just sort of this, you know what? The Jets are going to pull away and end up covering. I'm with you. Just sort of
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Feel it here. Like, we're the Patriots are competitive, but like I said, we can't take them every week. It's a short week on the road for them. But then you get the Jets playing their third game in 11 days. And, you know, the two of them have been on the road. The Jets have traveled. I was thinking about it tonight. You guys have traveled, like, over 7,000 miles. A lot.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Moretti. The Pits, the Players, the Hustlers, the people, the Busters, and everybody else in between. Still scoreless in Los Angeles right now with LAFC and Austin FC. Some MLS soccer as their, I was going to say, their regular season winds down. It kind of is, but the MLS regular season, man, is long.
Too long.
I don't even know. I was going to say it's like 10 months or something. Like they start.
It's ridiculous.
They start in the winter and they end in the winter. Like they literally start in like February, March, Cam, and then the championship is in December.
You're right. Remember we played the Sounders?
Like they play all summer long, and then the MLS Cup is like December 21st, Cam. Yeah, remember in Toronto, there's snow and ice on the field. They're playing soccer. Everyone's like,
I know these guys.
The ball was like a thing of ice.
Yes.
And
the Mexican guys on the team are like, what are we doing?
Yeah, but I remember that TFC played against Seattle once in the MLS Cup, but it was in Toronto, and it was so cold, and the ball was so hard, like, it went so slow, so it was scoreless, and then it went to extra time, so, like, people were freezing, and the game was, like, 3 hours, guys, because it went to penalty kicks after, and then Toronto, of course, lost, like, at home. I'll never forget that, because there was a UFC card that night. It was John Jones versus Gustafsson. And I went to the UFC, and I went to that bar, Real Sports, which is connected to the arena in Toronto. And I had a lot of money on the MLS Cup, and I missed the UFC. I literally missed the UFC card because of the MLS game went on so long. And I was like, oh, I'll go in a minute. I'll go in a minute. I'll go in a minute. And by the time the MLS game was over, there was like two fights left on the card. So I was like, yeah, whatever, dude. I'll just watch it in a bar here. Like I never went in. Like after. That's happened to me a few times. I did that at MSG once. I went to the UFC at MSG, and I ended up like missing like all of it, most of it. All right. So Ian Cameron in the house with us. I wanted to get some college football, but still scoreless right now in Los Angeles. I was going to say Seattle are up 2-1 on San Jose right now, so we just need a goal from L.A. Salt Lake are up 3-1 on Dallas, and 2-0 for the Timbers over the L.A. Galaxy. Timber. Quickly, let me just check in with the WNBA. I guess now there's still a game going on right now, so it's not fully wrapped up yet. But we do have futures for the WNBA. The playoffs start this weekend, guys. And the New York Liberty are our favorites, even though the Aces are the two-time champions. I'm seeing plus 135 for the Liberty now, plus 250 for the Aces. Minnesota Lynx, plus 300. Connecticut Sun, 950. Caitlin Clark and the Fever, 20-1. Seattle Storm, 25-1. Phoenix Mercury, 100-1. Atlanta Dream, 250-1. Washington Mystics, 500-1. Go Mystics. What's your pick, Cam? Who's winning? Yeah, they're not winning.
Not the Mystics. I want to take the Lynx. I want something good to happen to Minnesota with the Timberwolves kind of.
The Lynx are good, bro. The Lynx
are
good.
Really, no, you're right. And the thing is, they're peaking at the right time. I just wish we got a little bit more with the Lynx. But the T-Wolves to Lynx? Yeah, I kind of like the Lynx. Another mountain cat there. Wow.
Babano, you have a WNBA future for us here?
Yeah. What do you got, Babano?
I do not. Someone would have to give it to me. WNBA future.
Somebody give it to me.
Come on, Babano. You don't have a WNBA guy?
What about golf New York? Guy? I think New York's pretty good. Give me them. The golf New York's pretty good.
Yeah, they are very good. Very good.
No.
Yeah. Indiana will play Connecticut.
They're
the
lose.
Fever will play the Sun. It'll be a close series, that series, though. It'll be really close. Right. They just played a couple of times. I watched them. The Aces and the Storm. The Aces and the Storm. The Lynx get the Phoenix Mercury. It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to the WNBA playoffs. Hopefully they put them on at smart times. Like, just play on Tuesday. They should just wait. I don't know why you're starting on Sunday. Like, they, you know what? They'd be like, listen. Tuesday and Wednesdays, there's not a lot going on. Like, let's make that our night here when the NFL is going on.
Good
like,
call.
Seriously. Doesn't mean you only play then, but you just sort of say, that's sort of our chunk, Cam. You know, that's our core night here.
Great
you know, we'll have an early game, two games on, you know what I mean? Three games and whatever, four games a night. Boom, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock,
hey guys,
Tuesday and Wednesday. People are looking for stuff to bet on yes. Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Well, getaway days, the baseball season's ending next weekend.
Well,
they're going to be in the playoffs. Should focus in on the Tuesdays and Wednesdays as their core nights, but you know they won't, and they'll probably be playing head-to-head with the NFL all the time and the NBA.
Probably.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Grid. The Wicked Wednesday continues. I am Gabriel Morenci, SiriusXM Channel 159 of the Sports Grid Radio and television networks. Ian Cameron in the house with us right now. So, Babano, before we get to college of football and the big games on the card, what do you think about the Thursday night or tomorrow night? South Alabama getting 7.5 at App State. The total is 62.5 right now.
Yeah, I have not been impressed with App State. And that was close call, but we snuck out a point spread cover against them last week with East Carolina. You know, the offense hasn't been clicking. The defense has been the problem, though. I mean, they've really struggled. The Clemson game, they got ripped apart. I think if East Carolina just to finishes drives and doesn't turn it over, they score a lot more points. But they move the ball against App State. That's not a defense I want to lay more than a touchdown with. But the problem is South Alabama is pretty rough and sketchy on defense. Remember, they lost their head coach, Kane Womack, who was a great defensive mind. That they lost a lot of production on that side of the ball. It's not been the same defense this year. And with all due respect to the first two opponents South Alabama's played, App State's probably the best offense they've played. So I lean to the dog, but I like the total even more. I think it's a high-scoring affair. South Alabama is also playing much faster tempo-wise this year. In terms of plays per minute, they're top 20 in college football this season. And Gio Lopez is a solid quarterback. I've liked what I've seen from him so far this season. So I think that game can get up and over the total, sitting at around, 62.5, 63 right now.
South Alabama got carved up for 52 in the season opener against North Texas. Then they lost 27-20. At Ohio against the Bobcats. And then last week, of course, they hung 87 points on the board and they didn't even finish the game. They scored 87 points against Northwestern State. They were laying 37 and you didn't get paid for the game. Some books paid, but some didn't because it didn't go 55 minutes. They tapped out. They just said, all right, this is ridiculous. So they agreed to stop the game. So there should be, like Babano said, there should be a ton of points scored in this football game. You look at App State, they got absolutely lit up against Clemson. Clemson were in a bad mood after the Georgia game, 66-20, but they hung 38 on East Tennessee State. As Babano stated, they escaped last week I don't trust them laying the points here either, Battle. For me, it's just the over in this football game.
The problem with South Alabama, I'll probably grab a little bit of South Alabama at more than seven, but the defense is still very weak for the Jaguars, and it's not close to what it was last year. I do worry about that for them, that they could lose by 10 because they just don't get enough stops.
One thing with college football, you don't want to overthink things. You know, it seems kind of easy. All right, we'll take the over here, but it will be a track meet at 62.5. We were talking about Tennessee. Tennessee and Oklahoma, the total is 57.5 points. Tennessee averaged 63 points a game, right? All three of their games have gone over the number just because they just keep on scoring. But we got some interesting games on Friday night. You got Stanford and Syracuse, conference rivals now. This is ridiculous. Stanford's got to go to freaking Syracuse, New York.
That's so you're right,
ACC
man.
Matchup.
A conference game cam. Yeah, like it's ridiculous.
They've gone too far. You went too far.
You're flying from San Francisco to freaking Rochester, I guess.
That's a tough place to get to, too. People don't know. Like, Syracuse is like,
Florida State. Cal at Florida State. Like, here's another, like, conference. That game's actually getting pretty funny on Twitter as Cal fans are trolling, like, Florida State. Like, Cal are, like, basically saying you're going to lose to a bunch of woke ass. Like, we're woke. We're California. So, like, they have all these, like, there's all kinds of memes. Like, they're taunting them. Everything's got to be about politics now. But pretty funny. And Florida State are 2.5-point favorites against Cal, actually. But, okay, so yeah, Friday night, though, guys, as I mentioned, you got the Syracuse game. But the interest, you got a really interesting one in the Big Ten here with Illinois and Nebraska. There were some nines out there, but it's down to 7.5 now. Nebraska are laying 7.5. I thought 9 was too high. And you got Washington State guys coming off the Big Apple Cup win, hosting the San Jose State Spartans on Friday night. But, Bano, what's your take on the Friday night games?
Yeah, I lean Stanford in the over. I actually lean Stanford's going to be a nice dog. They covered against TCU. They're a backdoor offense type, backdoor covering type of team from an offensive standpoint with Ashton Dan. I think their offense is actually quite good. What does concern me, though, is, look, Kyle McCord's been lighting it up for Syracuse, and the secondary for Stanford got abused by Josh Hoover and TCU in that passing attack in the first game. So that does concern me, but I still lean to the points. There's another one where I like the over a bit more than the dog, but I'd lean Stanford still. Illinois-Nebraska, I've been passing on the side. I think that game stays under. I think there's a reason that game is as low as it is in the 40s. It's a run-first offense here for Illinois. I'm not sure their offense is going to – Nebraska's defense looks legit. Looks really, really good this year for Matt Rhule. And if this hits 7, I'm going to lay it with Nebraska. I'm not sure Illinois is good. I don't know yet. I know they had the win against Kansas. How good does that look now when Kansas lost to UNLV at home last week? So, you know, I'm not sure how good Illinois is. I don't trust Luke Altmyer, their quarterback, necessarily on the road here against a defense like this in this kind of atmosphere either. So if it gets lower, I'm going to be interested in Nebraska. And then San Jose State, Washington State. Look, San Jose State's 3-0 against the spread. People thought they were going to be bad. They've surpassed expectations. They've covered the number easily. And Washington State's coming off the Apple Cup win against Washington. And they've been impressive, and they've covered every game so far as well. But it's not a great spot for the Cougars. I think you can make a case for San Jose State with all those points in that game. I'd lean over there as well.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I'm going to bring that up next week with Paul Bovey and ask him if he's got a San Jose State Spartan under season win total under his pillow still. if you recall, Ken, we talked about them because I remember there was the first game of the year. And I said, San Jose State's going to beat Cal Sacramento State. I said, it's an overreaction. Right. Everybody jumped on Sacramento State. And I noticed, too, Babano, listen, he's a good coach. But what's interesting is
San Jose State. He's playing well, really well.
But also, exactly. No, he throws bullets. And they don't run they're not running the Navy stuff. They're running like a run and shoot type of offense. Yep. So it's an interesting dynamic. And they're pretty good. Like I said, like, this might be a tricky spot for Washington State, who have greatly exceeded expectations. Let's just call it out for what it is. I mean, this team to start the season, they've been rolling teams. They beat Presbyterian 70-30. The Texas Tech win, very impressive, 37-16. Nice 24-19 win in the Apple Cup. But this San Jose State team, guys, going back to last year, they're actually 9-1 straight up in their last 10 football games.
They're good.
Like they actually, they've got like a winning sort of vibe going to them about them. They made the coaching change, but they're also 8-2 against the spread in their last 10. It's kind of a trappish type of game for Wazoo on Friday night.
And I'm intrigued by the
12 as well.
Yeah, Mateer's played really well, too, for Washington State. Can run, he can throw. He can run like really well, that guy. Very impressive. But it is a tricky spot. You just beat Washington. It was a down-to-the-wire game. Washington beat him last year. Washington State got him back last week. It just definitely feels like it's a tricky spot to ask Washington State to be at their best and be able to win by two touchdowns or more against, look, a San Jose State team that's been totally undervalued from day one in the betting markets this year.
USC are now 5.5-point favorites in Michigan. This is one of these insane type of movements from the offseason numbers, the advanced line. Michigan were 10.5-point favorites in the offseason in this game. And you could bet it because it was one of the games of the year, right? So it was listed. Michigan were 10.5-point favorites. Now they're 5.5-point underdogs against the USC Trojans. Should be noted, whatever, USC did play in Vegas, but it was a neutral field game, and let's be real, L.A. and Vegas, you know, L.A. is like a suburb of Los Angeles, essentially, now. So it wasn't a true road game for them. And then they hosted Utah State, right? Now they're coming off the bye week, so this is their first real road game of the season. We'll hit this game. We'll give Abano's thoughts on the other side. We'll get into some CFL as well. So, yeah, the USC Trojans – length 5.5 here. Michigan make the quarterback change. Alex Orji has been named the starting quarterback against the USC Trojans.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it, too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
And more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. So, yeah, Cal are playing. You got Cal playing at FSU this week, and I already beat Auburn. It was funny. After they beat Auburn, they took out, like, some billboards in, like, Georgia, around Atlanta, and Alabama, different, like, SEC cities about you're welcome for beating Auburn. And it had, like, ACC versus SEC stuff. So there's a little bit of enthusiasm around Cal right now, which you can't say ever, right? I saw, like, people, like I said, they're in a little Twitter war right now with Florida State, and people are kidding. They're like, all 7 Cal fans are coming hard right now this week. But if Cal wins this game at FSU, it'll become real for them where you have to take notice. They go and they beat an SEC team on the road. They go and now if they beat Florida State on the road. Cal's schedule is pretty hard, though, so you got to, you know, reality will kick in. But what's your pick, Babano, for USC in the Michigan game?
Wow. Because, look, it's hard to trust Michigan against a solid opponent after what we saw against Texas. It's hard to trust Michigan's offense, period. But they did make the change. Now, you know, at Ann Arbor this weekend, they'll be hosting an orgy. Alex Orgy now back at quarterback for them. And it can't be worse than what we saw from Davis Warren. Because Davis Warren looked just overmatched, especially even the Arkansas State game, which is that's the defense that you opened the door for him to finally get comfortable, find his footing, have some success through the air, and it just didn't happen. And that's alarming. It was enough for Sherrone Moore to make the change. Can only be a positive. It is the first road game for USC. I do think De'Anton Lynn is truly making me a believer as defensive coordinator. They do look like a better defense. They played great against LSU. They shut out Utah State. But this is still the first road game. I don't trust Michigan enough. I'm not running to take USC, but I would lean USC right here, laying the points.
We'll see if USC can stop the run.
Yep.
It's just going to be point blank, right? Michigan need to establish the run and not fall behind. And we'll see if Alex Orgy, if they can work in a couple of throws. Right? He's been on the team for a couple of years, so I'm surprised he wasn't named the starter to begin with. So it's kind of alarming now that they're making the change. As you stated, this, like I said, the speed of the game was just a bit too much for Warren. Like, it was asking too much. He doesn't have enough experience to be thrown into this at that level, and it was catching up to them. So I agree with the quarterback change, but I think they're going to be able to run the ball. And like I said, if USC, it's all about how USC handles this moment. Right, it's not easy to go into the big house. They're not used to it. It's not a traditional road game for them. There's a lot at stake here. Like, Michigan season's on the line. Michigan lose this game, their season's done. Like, it's going to blow up on them. They win this game, and suddenly they're back. They're back in the mix, and things can start to get interesting again. Such a huge game. Stakes are so high. The other massive one is Tennessee and Oklahoma this week. Similar situations. Where you have Oklahoma and Oklahoma's playing their first ever SEC game, and USC's playing their first ever Big Ten game. So, you know, there's a different type of level to this type of stuff. And then you got Josh Heupel coming in here, and he, you know, it didn't end on a very, you know, good way there. So this is a massive, just sort of personal vendetta type of game for Josh Heupel. So much so, Stoops isn't doing interviews this week. Because Stoops is a Heupel guy. So he doesn't want to get caught up in a crossfire here of Heupel coming back with Tennessee. Tennessee scoring 63 points a game, guys. This Vols offense is arguably the best offense in the country. Oklahoma are going to be up against it to stop these guys. It's going to be a fun football game on Saturday night. What's your pick there, Babano?
This one, look, I'm laying it with Tennessee. You know, it kind of bothers me that we got these two marquee games, and I don't really love the home dog in either one, the Michigan game or the Oklahoma. In fact, I like this road favorite even more. Like, I'm on the fence with USC. This one,
I think Michigan have a better chance than Oklahoma because Michigan can run the ball. Oklahoma's going to have to score like 45 points to keep up with these guys.
Their defense is excellent, Oklahoma, but they haven't seen anything like this. This, you know, and they're going to see Nico Iamaliava's been great. They can run the ball. He can run it. They can throw it. The O-line is loaded for Tennessee. Can offset what Oklahoma has with that good defense. And this Oklahoma offense has been bad. Let's call it out for what it was. The Houston game was not good. The Tulane game was not good. Jackson Arnold has to show me that he's the next great Oklahoma. The offensive line's the biggest issue for Oklahoma. They have really struggled to run the football. They've really struggled to protect at times for Jackson Arnold. And I think stepping up in class, it is in Norman, but this Tennessee team has impressed me so far, and if they fall behind by two touchdowns or more, I don't know if they've got the offense to come back from what I've seen so far for the Sooners. So I like the road favorite here, Tennessee. I'm definitely impressed with what I've seen from the Vols.
I think we're at the time of the year now in college football, too, where we're getting into week 4 or 5, whatever, for these teams, and the offenses are going to start to really flow, right? Like, yep. There's sort of, you know, before the bad weather comes, there's sort of this peak over season. I kind of get the feeling it's this weekend in college football. And, I might be walking into a big trap, guys, but I'm going over 57.5 in that that Oklahoma and Tennessee game. Cam, you got a college football game you want to hit?
Yeah, I don't know. Gabe, I got to tell you, though, I'm going to tell you that them beating Houston by 4 points. I know every team has a, you know, like a bad spot, but that's concerning. Like, look at Houston, how bad they are too. So yeah, I'm kind of with Babano there. Tennessee, Babano, well, let's talk about NC State and Clemson. I want to get your opinion on this. NC State had the backup quarterback in. He played great in the second half in that game. What do you think about Clemson? They're laying 20.5, total 46. You got an opinion on that one?
Believe it or not, I'd lay it with Clemson. I think NC State's just a disaster right now. Their offensive line's in shambles. Grayson McCall's injured. I didn't see enough from C.J. Bailey against a very weak Louisiana Tech defense at home that makes me think, wow, he's going to really light up Clemson's defense. And look, I'm not high on Clemson. I'm not rushing to lay the points, but I think NC State's almost unbackable. They've underachieved. They didn't look good against Western Carolina. They got destroyed by Tennessee.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Struggled against Louisiana Tech, didn't sniff a cover, barely won the game straight up. Now you got to play Clemson on the road. That's not easy. I'd lay it, honestly. I don't want NC State here.
I think you're going to see Clemson just murder teams as well. I think Dabo's got a massive chip on his shoulder. They got lit up by Georgia, and people have really buried them. But I think they're still a good football team. We saw what they did at State, hanging the 66 on them. I think Dabo shows any mercy this year.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Man, Austin FC are up 1-0 on LA right now. There's still a lot of soccer left. We're in the 54th minute, but nevertheless, Austin scored late in the first half of this match. All right, so before we get Babano out of here, quickly, Babano, we've got CFL football. Friday night, Hamilton Tiger Cats and the Toronto Argonauts. The Argos are laying 7 now. The total is 53.5. The Rough Riders are 2.5-point road favorites. Lost 4 in a row at Calgary on Friday night. What are your thoughts? Who do you like on Friday night football, Babano?
Well, Hamilton-Toronto should be a fun game. Of course, Hamilton, we've beaten the Argos twice already. Those were in Hamilton, though, this time in Toronto. But they're 3-0 against the number since Chris Jones became the defensive coordinator. And all of a sudden, he becomes the DC. They're forcing turnovers galore, which they couldn't do before. So, and Bo Levi Mitchell's clicking. I mean, it's a lot of points to be laying with Toronto in that game. It kind of does feel like Toronto's got this game circled, though, right? Like they owe Hamilton one for beating them twice. So that does worry me a little bit. And they did get well against BC last week, the Argos and Kelly. So I'll lean Hamilton. I don't love it. The game I really like from a betting standpoint on Friday is Saskatchewan. I think this is the spot for Saskatchewan. Time to get back in the win column. To me, Calgary's probably the worst team in the league right now. They're playing like it. I know they gave Montreal a game last week, but the thing with Calgary is they need to run the football, and Saskatchewan's defensive strength is the run. They're good against the run. Their secondary's not great, but can Jake Mayer exploit that? I'm not so sure. Off a bye week, there's a lot of frustration, anger, focus, intensity in Saskatchewan's practice. They know they got to, you know, get on off the schneid. 0-6-1 the last 7. But look at the losses, guys. 5-point loss, 4-point loss, 3-point loss, 2-point loss. I mean, they've been right there in every game. One play here, one play there. It's a different result. They're 7-5 now instead of 5-7. They win some of these close games. I think this is the week Saskatchewan finally gets it done, wins a close game. They're the better team. I still think they're better than Calgary. So Saskatchewan, for me, money line there.
Cam, what's your pick for the New York Jets and the New England Patriots tomorrow night?
Gabe, you got me sold now. I originally liked New England, but I have a feeling the Jets are going to like score late and win this game by 13. So I lean Jets, and I think the game might be higher scoring than people think, too. I'm actually going to do a teaser to the Jets and the over as well. I'll take the Jets, and maybe we get there. But I prefer it from a teaser perspective, and I will also take the Jets.
I do think the New York Jets will end up covering the spread tomorrow. I'm not in love with laying 6 points with them. Everybody knows how I feel about Nate Hackett. But I think New England will just be a little bit offensively challenged as the game goes on to keep up. A field goal here, a touchdown there by the Jets. And I really do think the Bentley injury is going to hurt the Patriots. I like Hall tomorrow a lot. I think Hall, there's all the talk going to be about Aaron Rodgers tomorrow. And that's, it's going to be a super annoying Aaron Rodgers love fest on TV all day tomorrow. But I think Hall is someone to take a look at over 62.5 rush yards. So that's what it is right now. I'm going to go with Hall over 62.5.
For me, it's Ramondre Stevenson over rushing and receiving yards. The usage is off the charts for Stevenson in this offense under Jerod Mayo. I think he'll be used in the cat passing game. I think he'll be used running the football quite a bit, take pressure off Jacoby Brissett here in this game on the road. First road game, too, take pressure off him. I think Ramondre Stevenson props, especially that one, over rushing and receiving yards, I like quite a bit.
The total is 38 right now, so if you have 7-point tease this thing, you get it down to 31. And a half. I think they're going to get into the mid-30s. I think the number is a pretty sharp one and a pretty accurate one. So a 1-0 Austin still right now. There's about 30 minutes left in this game. As far as Major League Baseball is concerned, we got a close one going on in the Pacific Northwest still. 1-0 for the Yankees. The Yankees are now -425. We're in the top of the eighth inning with one out. You got +310 on the Mariners. The in-game total right now, guys, is 2.5 for the hardcore D-gens looking for a little inning action on the way out. And the Seattle Sounders are doing their part. They're up 2-1 late on San Jose still, but not looking great for our LA-Seattle parlay. I need LAFC to step up and score not one but two goals in the next 30 minutes, which can happen. We've seen it happen in the past, but it's not an ideal situation. So tomorrow night we're going to be on at 8 o'clock Eastern. New York Jets, New England Patriots, in-game live game day, NFL edition. We'll have all kinds of guests. It's going to be on SiriusXM channel 159 and on YouTube tomorrow night. Sports Grid On Demand YouTube page. It is free. So go to YouTube and subscribe. You'll get the alert when we come on tomorrow night. At 8 o'clock, we'll have a ton of picks before kickoff as well. And, of course, we'll be with you on Sunday night for the Kansas City Chiefs and the Atlanta Falcons as well. Other than that, you're
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.